Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Charlotte Duran. This week on AK, boating safety. When most of us think back to gym class in middle school, we might think of dodgeball or running laps or even a few games of basketball. But students in coastal Alaska communities will also think of fire extinguishers, flares, life jackets, and damage control. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports from Sitka.
Good morning. We have a very limited amount of time, so we need to get started or we're going to miss this. We have a small window. You guys need to settle in. Quiet down, please. Thank you.
Mike Morris is wearing a firefighter's jacket and pointing a megaphone at about 100 seventh graders who were gathered along the waterfront on a sunny Friday morning. He's about to set off some distress flares.
These flares will continue to burn any of that material until they have consumed themselves. They will burn underwater. They generate their own oxygen, so you cannot smother them. So if you get this stuff on you, it's bad news. If you're sitting in an inflatable and you don't get that flare out over the water, you will be sitting in a deflatable.
Morris works for AMSEA, the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, and he's part of a day-long course the seventh graders are taking to learn cold water safety. Once safely away from the students, he sets off three flares, and the group watches until the wind shifts and smoke starts drifting in their direction. Those shouts are excitement, not panic, and the students seem well focused on what they're learning, both here along the waterfront and down in the harbor. A small group of boys are wearing life jackets and sitting in the wheelhouse of the fishing vessel Myriad. Boat owner Dan Falvey asks them to find the fire extinguishers.
It's right there, and it's on the floor. Why would I put a fire extinguisher down low on my boat?
Because you're going to be down low, because the smoke's going to be up high. Seeing him crawling down, and you want to be able to reach it when you're down there.
That's exactly right.
Out on deck, Falvey's wife, Kathy O'Gara, is showing the students the boat's abandoned ship bucket. It's a watertight pail that includes juice boxes, food, flares, and a VHF radio.
So thinking ahead of what could go wrong, being prepared for it, but then hopefully never having to use it. Prevention is definitely a better way to go than worrying about what you're going to do in the emergency.
That's why it's your job when you hop on a boat to then look around on your own and try and find this emergency equipment that you know is on these boats now, right?
After the students disembark, O'Gara says the importance of teaching them marine safety cannot be understated.
So they can be really helpful in an emergency or they can be a hindrance. And we really want the kids to learn how to be helpful and learn how to do it themselves, because these kids are going to be, a lot of the 13, 15, 17-year-olds are running boats by themselves in this town.
Inside Sitka's Centennial Building, the students are rotating to stations that focus on different topics. A school board member and experienced kayaker teaches kayak safety in one room. Sitka Mountain Rescue volunteers introduce the group's rescue dog in another room. And just down the hall from that, a group of students sit in front of a large video screen.
All crew should be reminded to close doors, hatches, windows, and vents.
An AMSEA staffer comes over and whispers, "This is the boring part. Be outside in 5 minutes." And when the video's over, I'm standing in the parking lot with the kids from the room, staring at a big aluminum trailer. The trailer's open on both sides, and inside, the floor is full of pipes with holes. This is a damage control simulator. Some students climb inside. The AMSEA staff members turn valves, and water begins pouring out.
Hey, dude, it's coming!
The students scramble for plugs and wedges to stop the leaks, and they do a pretty decent job. Soon the holes are plugged and the valves are shut off. Inside, students James Sweden and Caleb Suarez tell me that the day has been productive so far.
Well, I think it's very important that we learn it.
It's definitely something that you need to know when you live in Alaska.
Why?
Because boat safety is something that you're going to use for most of your life here when you live in Sitka.
Morris from AMSEA hopes that the students never have to use what he teaches them. But he and all of the adults guiding these seventh graders through this process say that they're glad the students are at least prepared. And I have to admit to learning a few things too. This Michigan school kid was never taught what to say during a Mayday call, or how to use flares, or how crucial it is to give good GPS coordinates when relaying my position over the radio. But now I know. For AK, this is Ed Ronco at 5702 973 North, 135 19 869 West.